Oh, I love it. You know, I have a love-hate relationship with this woman now that I think about it. She is the director of fitness at Fitness Formula Clubs all over Chicago. You can go to ffc.com for details. It's great to have her back in the studio. It is Lois Miller. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Pete.
It's interesting to see you outside your environment because you look like a normal person.
Right.
Let me tell people about your Saturday morning class that I started taking about 2 years ago, and you mentioned to Curtis off the air that he should come with us.
Yes.
It's called Formula 94.
Yes.
It's 94 degrees, Curtis. Are you ready for that?
Is this like hot yoga?
But no. It's like no.
Like in terms of the temperature-wise.
Yes. It's similar. Very similar. It's 94 degrees. It's about 40% humidity, so it's a nice, wet heat. Yes.
Oh,
there's a little bit of suffering that must be involved. But no, it's... You know, it's a barefoot conditioning class. We use light weights. It's nonstop. It's fast. It's furious. And it's amazing.
You're holding dumbbells in your hands for 45 minutes and moving your body. I used to be a runner. I have bad knees, and I should stop running at some point. Mm-hmm. I've had multiple knee operations. So about 2 years ago, I discovered your class.
Yeah.
And you and I became fast friends because I wanted to learn more about you and what made you tick.
What brought you into the class the first time?
You know,
I've got to ask.
I think it was maybe Bob, who runs the club, somebody. I'm not sure. Oh, I know exactly who it is. Do you know Linda, who is in the class?
Yes, Linda, of course.
Linda is an older woman.
Yeah.
And we became friends somehow. And I used to talk to her, and she's like, you have to try this class on Saturday morning.
Yes, she's great. She's diehard. She does not miss a week.
She got me to go. So
great.
I was looking for something that was high intensity and low impact. As you get older, you have to listen to your body, right?
Yes, tell me about it.
So dumbbells, the first class I took, I'm thinking, okay, you know, I'm going to do 20 pounds. 3 minutes into the class, I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
So I use 7-pound
dumbbells. We talk about people like you. You know that, right?
So, Curtis, you get in there, and you hold these dumbbells in your hand for 45 minutes. You're running, jumping around, low impact, but the dumbbells have to be 7 pounds at the most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you never put them down.
Right. And you want to be able to keep up with the pace. There. Sometimes people will pick up a little bit heavier dumbbells. And, you know, as long as nobody's getting hurt, you know, so far nobody has broken a nose in that class. And as you know, it's shoulder to shoulder.
It is.
We are tight in there.
Packed every week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to get you in here today to motivate people like Curtis to get back on the wagon and start, you know, working out again.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, motivation is such an interesting thing because it's so unique to everybody. And, you know, for me, I have a love of group fitness. So I think the best thing to do is you've got to grab a buddy or just be brave and just step foot into the studio and find something that really, that either frightens you or intrigues you or that you just think that you'll really enjoy.
We have a life coach coming on in an hour.
Oh,
and
nice.
Last year at this time, she told me to pick a word for 2019. And my word was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to challenge myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I started taking different classes because I was comfortable in your class. But the first time I took it, I remember, oh my gosh, what am I doing here? And then the class starts and you're super nervous. And then you settle in and it's like, this is great.
Yeah.
Because you have people around you motivating you. I can't
Absolutely.
Say enough about classes.
Yeah. Oh, good. I love that. I'm so glad that you take classes and that you've expanded your horizon too, because that's the important thing. Even if it's the same format, to take different instructors within that same format, you're just going to get something else different each time.
What do you think about the Peloton bike?
Well, I think anything that gets people to move their body is a good thing.
Right.
You know, I know that they came under attack a little bit with that recent commercial, and I think you take from it what you want. But again, I mean, anything that's going to get people to move their bodies is a good thing.
Well, I asked, I said, well, explain the Peloton bike, because it's $3,000 to buy that bike.
Yeah.
I belong to a gym. Why can't I just go to spinning class?
Right,
with
exactly.
people around me.
Absolutely.
That motivate me.
Absolutely.
The exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. How long have you been doing this?
So I taught my first group fitness class in 1986.
You're kidding.
Yeah, and it was completely on accident, actually. And
okay.
It was funny. So I was a freshman in college. I went to University of Milwaukee, and I wanted a part-time job.
You're a Wisconsin woman.
I am.
Like my wife.
Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so I went to the YMCA, and I got a job as the I was kind of the laundry girl. I would do wash towels, fold laundry. And one day the group fitness manager came in and she was in a complete panic an instructor did not show up to teach a class.
Oh, boy.
And she said, have you ever taught aerobics? Because back then, it was all aerobics.
Sure.
And I said, no, but I'm thinking, how hard could it be? You know, I was a cocky freshman in college. I thought, you know, I could. So she handed me this cassette tape, because back then, we taught with cassette tapes.
Sure, I love the cassette.
And she said, if I give you this music, can you just go in there and do anything? And, you know, I couldn't say no. So I went in there, and it was a group of women, and we had a ball. I mean, we probably did grapevines and knee raises for, you know, 60 minutes. I don't even remember. But I remember leaving there thinking, I had a ball. I really enjoy this. I'm going to pursue this. So I got my first certification, started teaching classes at the Y, and then I got a personal training certification as well. And then my career path just took that fork in the road, and here we go.
Isn't it interesting each decade has something different? So the 80s aerobics, what were the 90s?
The 90s is when step came in. Jim Miller developed the step bench, so everybody was doing step. And then shortly thereafter, Johnny G and Mad Dog spinning, so everyone then was doing indoor spinning.
Oh, yeah, the early 2000s, I was doing
You know, and it's interesting because, you know, but I feel like, you know, it we kind of go full circle. Fitness is very much like fashion.
Right.
You know, or, you know, the halter top and bell bottoms, you know, they all come back eventually. And it's the same thing with fitness.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where were we around 2010?
Ooh, wow. 10 years ago. You know, I really think it's interesting because fitness trends kind of stay this. They've kind of stayed the same.
Right.
You know, boot camp is such a buzzword and high intensity interval training and then small group training. And you know, a strength training is a big thing. And, you know, one of the things that I love about CrossFit is it really got women to start to want to train with heavy weights.
Right.
Which is only a good thing. So we do see a lot of that women wanting to pick up heavier weights. And conversely, men coming into Pilates mat classes and taking yoga or even taking dance form. Mats, which is, it's really exciting. It's fun to see.
Nothing is taboo in fitness anymore.
It really isn't.
Yeah,
thankfully.
Which is good.
Yeah, thankfully.
Why did it take so long?
You know, good question. I don't really know the answer to that. I think, you know, maybe stigmas are broken down and people are realizing that, you know, what's good for one can be good for many. And
right.
I think people are less focused maybe on what they look like when they're doing a particular activity and they just want to try it.
I do free weights on Mondays and Fridays. Those are my weight days. And, of course, your class on Saturday morning, but it's lighter.
Yeah.
But I never used to see women in the free weight area. And I'd say the last 10 years, tons.
Tons, yeah.
It's, you know, almost 50-50.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and a lot of women, too, like their goals are changing. I've got so many female friends that they want to do pull-ups. They just want to do all free bodyweight pull-ups. I'm like, that's such an amazing goal to have. Or, you know, it's not so much about being skinny anymore, thankfully, as well. It's about being strong.
Yeah.
You know, when I ask a woman, you know, what her goals are, when she says, I want to be strong, that just warms my heart. Yes.
Lois Miller is here. She is the director of fitness at Fitness Formula Clubs. When I mention your name, I'm going to get tons of text messages and emails after the show. You're known around Chicago. People know you because you've been in Chicago for so long.
I've been in Chicago for so long. I moved to Chicago in 94.
Right.
Just because I wanted to be in a larger city. I wanted to grow as a fitness professional. And I also didn't want to go somewhere that was too far away from home. And so I packed my little car. I had a little brown beater Toyota Corolla and I, had very few possessions and I just drove 90 miles south and so happy that I did. Chicago is such a great fitness community and, I love it here. I call it home.
Do you ever eat cheeseburgers?
Well, I don't eat meat anymore.
Oh.
Yeah.
When did you give that up?
So I gave it up. It'll be 10 years in April.
Okay.
This year. And I never was a big meat eater. But I'm a farm girl. I grew up on a dairy farm. And but it was, you know, as an adult, I just never really ate a whole lot of meat. And so I thought it was an easy thing to give up. And I really switched over to more plant-based diet, which my body just feels better.
No fish?
I do eat fish.
Okay. Mm-hmm,
and I do eat eggs. So I'm not a vegan. I'm a pescatarian. And I do eat cheese a little bit. But my body just feels better when I just eat more plant-based.
I mean, I don't eat that much red meat, but every once in a while, it's nice to have a steak.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah. Just wonderful.
Yeah. I'll make steak for my boyfriend. I mean, he's a meat eater and I come from a large family where everyone eats meat and I don't have people can do what they want to do. My whole thing is I just want people to, you know, feel better and live a healthier life.
We always tell people, listen to your body because people don't listen to their bodies. They'll work out, their bodies are hurting. So you need to stop doing that.
Right.
If you're eating the wrong foods, like people people think, am I allergic to gluten? Am I not? Well, if you're eating certain foods and you feel bloated or you have a sensitivity.
Absolutely.
Maybe it's time to back away from
or
the pasta.
Or low-grade headaches. You know, a lot of people, too, like 3 o'clock hits and they go for a diet soda or more coffee. And, yeah, you're kind of examining where those things are coming from.
That's so funny. I was just going to ask you about caffeine. Where do you stand on caffeine?
I love it. I drink coffee. I drink coffee every day. Okay. I drink it in the morning. I'll make a big pot and I'll probably drink 2, you know, hefty cups of coffee. Okay. And then in the middle of the day, if I feel like I need to pick me up, I'll usually go for a green tea. Yeah, but I'm a big fan.
Okay. Yeah. Do you drink caffeine before workouts?
I do. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can tell Saturday mornings. Your class starts at 8:15. I can tell when you've had your full supply of coffee.
You
like
can.
This week.
Yeah.
You are ramped up.
You know, I get so much energy from the people. It's so true. You know, really, it's like, I feel like I get so much back from the crowd. And it's really, you know, and I love it so much. You know, one of the best compliments a member had said to me after a class, and this was years ago, and she said, we can tell that you love it. And to me, that was everything because I truly am blessed and I love what I do. And I'm just so grateful for everybody that shows up every Saturday morning.
Well, that's the key because you want to have a fun instructor. If you're taking classes where the instructor's not motivating you or you don't like them or you just don't click, move to another class.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, some people will take one class and they're like, oh, I'm done. I tried it. And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
No, you got to keep moving along.
Absolutely. And music is so important as well.
Oh, my gosh.
You can be 22 minutes into class and then you get that one song.
Yeah.
That takes you back, right? To, you know, 1992 when you were in college or whatever you were doing. Music is an amazing thing. It's such a universal language, and it's so fascinating how you can remember all the lyrics to a song that you haven't heard in 2 decades.
You and I are both old school. I think you played CNC Music Factory to kick it off on Saturday.
Don't even get me started.
It's great.
Exactly.
It's fantastic.
Yeah,
it's like the late 90s all over again.
Exactly.
And then Eye of the Tiger came on 30 minutes in the middle of class, but it was Eye of the Tiger with a dance beat.
Yeah. Oh, Saturday was all about the mashups.
Smart.
I love. Oh, where you'll get some Journey with maybe a Lady Gaga. I mean, it's just, it's nothing better than that.
I mean, that's the whole thing. It's all about music. So you pick your music.
I do.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I do. Some of my playlists, I do curate myself. I do have a great relationship with a wonderful DJ that he does a great job and everything is just spot on. And it's just, I can always tell when class is going to be a home run.
What's your favorite song? If you had to do a show on TV, what's your opening song to motivate everybody?
Oh my goodness. You know, I love Queen. I love Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
So, you know, I get like Another One Bites the Dust.
Oh, you played that on Saturday.
Played
that
it on
got
Saturday.
Me going.
And when I was in eighth grade, I was on a pom-pom squad and we rocked out to Another One Bites the Dust. We thought we were so cool. So that song is a little nostalgic for me.
I love that. Lois Miller is here from FFC.com is the website, Fitness Formula Clubs. I'm going to take a break. And then you're going to tell us how to start. Like Curtis, he's sitting behind you. I keep looking over your shoulder because Curtis is behind the glass. He's ready to talk to you to get motivated to start working out.
Great. Let's do it.
All right. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Also our text line if you have a question for Lois. It's 720 WGN. Lois Miller is here. She is the director of fitness at Fitness Formula Clubs all over Chicago, FFC.com. You can go there for details. You guys have on-demand videos now.
Yeah, we just launched FFC On Demand December 1st, and it's our platform where we can reach everybody. You know, we don't want to just reach that 20% of the population that are gym goers like yourself or where fitness is part of their routine. We want to reach that 80% where maybe, you know, maybe they live in Peru, Illinois, where they don't have access to a health club, or maybe financially they can't afford a personal trainer. And it's something that they can do in their home or somebody that travels. So we've got everything from boot camp classes, high intensity interval training, indoor cycling, yoga, Pilates, strength classes. We even have some audios. We have treadmill audios. We have a rowing audio. So we're really, it's a great platform where you can, anybody can access it.
Wow. So people can do this at their house. And if they're scared to walk into a club, here you go.
Yeah,
this is
absolutely.
It for you.
And we've got a package we call our essential package, which is $14.95 a month. And you not only get workouts, you get trainer tutorials. You also get some lifestyle coaching in terms of behavioral modification for folks that have a hard time staying on track. We also have registered dietitians, so you can get menu planning.
What?
You can message with a registered dietitian.
Wow.
It's really 360 degrees of everything that anybody could use.
That's what we want nowadays. I mean, most people want full service. They go to an app, they want it all, don't they?
And it's got to be convenient, you know? I think that's a big barrier. If something is not convenient to us, we're just not going to do it.
Did you work out today?
Yeah, I did a 6-mile walk with my dog this morning.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
Of course you did.
Yeah. So I like to, you know, I move every day. I've got a dog, so of course, you know, his requirements are workouts.
Wait a second. I guess I walked my dog today, but I didn't work out.
Yeah, I didn't go to the gym. You don't have to, you know, it's not about, you know, picking up a weight or running on the treadmill. It's just moving your body and being active.
Okay. Where do you start if you're a guy like Curtis? Curtis, when was the last time you worked out?
Oh gosh, probably on a regular basis, probably like 8 to 9 months ago.
8 to 9 months ago. Okay.
You know, the interesting thing, I would ask Curtis, and it's something that I ask everybody. It's two questions. I say, what have you done in the past and why wasn't it working? And if you can identify those two things, because sometimes people, they're like, well, you know, I started an exercise program or I worked out with a trainer and it got too expensive, or I traveled or I got sick or something happened, and then they fall off the wagon. But it's really about just being accountable and putting it into your everyday schedule.
That's it.
Or your weekly schedule.
Right.
Yeah. 3 times a week. If you can be consistent 3 times a week, I think that is golden.
Can you make time 3 times a week, Curtis?
Well, that actually was one of my questions, because I'm kind of what I like to call on call here, because usually if they need somebody to fill in, I'm one of the first people they call in. But I was going to ask, because you were just talking about the FFC, like on demand sounds like a good alternative.
Mm-hmm.
And since I can access that anywhere, that could be a good alternative for me to pick it up at home or wherever. I don't mind going into the classes. But like scheduling thing too, though, like if I were to register like online, do I have to be set for that online, or could I just show up if I know there's going to be a class at 12:40 and I don't have to be at work until 4 o'clock in the afternoon? Like, how does the scheduling for you guys all work?
Yeah. In terms of our classes in our health club, our clubs. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You just show up. Yeah. You can go, you can access it on your mobile. You can see what our schedules are like, and you just show up and you're good to go. We've got everything you need.
Everything in life is about habit.
Yes.
Everything in life is about habit forming. One of the things that I do, even if I'm not working out, I pack my gym bag and put it in my trunk. Even if I know I'm going to be busy that day and I won't make it to the gym, it's in my trunk.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just in case.
We even have a tutorial on how to pack your gym bag on FFC on demand. We do, because it's so important. It's you know, sometimes people, like, they don't know where to begin, and that is just kind of your launch pad to, you know, once you get that gym bag packed,
right,
it's ready to go.
Do you know Dawn Jackson Blattner, who's a nutritionist here in Chicago? Dawn comes on the show a lot.
I don't know her.
She's great. She'll, you know, line up all your meals and tell you exactly what you're doing. But she said, if you're scared or not in the habit of going to the gym, just drive to the gym 2 times the first week. Don't even go in. Just drive to the gym and drive home.
There you go.
Right.
I love that idea. And then eventually, you know, you've got to take that next step, right?
And
then
actually
go inside.
Yes, but always have a plan. Always.
It's a great idea.
Just got a text from 847 area code. What kind of exercise do you suggest for seniors?
Seniors, you know, another thing, we've got FFC on demand. We've got some senior classes. You know, seniors, it's never too late. My mom has 2-pound dumbbells that are sitting next to her, kind of where she watches TV. My mom is in her 80s. You know, strength training is so important for all of us, because, you know, not only does it help increase our bone density, but it's really a great place to start. And seniors, you know, what really qualifies seniors these days? I don't even know. I mean, when I turned 50, I got my ARP card in the mail, for God's sakes. But, you know, even if it's just walking, water workouts are so valuable. I do water workouts also, but weight training is something that everybody
Are you talking about swimming
doing.
Or just
swimming,
moving in the pool?
Yeah, just moving in the pool. I do work with the kickboard. I'll do running in the pool. I do swim. Yeah. Getting
kickboard.
In the water.
That's
yeah.
funny that you say that. You know, I couldn't swim my whole life. Mm-hmm. I took swim lessons about 6 years ago just so I could swim in the pool, because I knew my knees were going bad.
Yeah.
And you're right. Just use the kickboard, get in the pool, and move. And if you're a horrible swimmer like me, you get a better workout.
Absolutely. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yes. And who doesn't love jumping in a pool? It's nice.
Exactly.
My mother had 12 children. Mm-hmm. Always skinny, huge metabolism. I mean, she would drink 6 cups of coffee a day, but her metabolism was super high. Mm-hmm. But she would always do calisthenics, like Jack LaLanne.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that guy?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. She
well,
would
I mean,
always
what a pioneer.
Do that. So we would grow up seeing my mother in the living room doing these mm-hmm. after she had a baby.
Oh, yeah.
And she would drop all this weight. It's like, oh, my gosh, she's exercising.
I used to go to Jazzercise with my mom.
Right,
absolutely. Really? Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, for seniors, it's never too late to start. You just need to be, you know, you just need to move your body.
Right. My brother, who is overweight, started walking a few years ago and lost 25 pounds.
Wow.
Just by walking every single night.
That's incredible.
And he stopped walking, and guess what happened?
He gained the weight back.
Gained the weight back. I'm like, Ed, just start walking again.
Just start walking again. It's so simple. You know, I think a lot of times people can be overwhelmed by thinking, you know, I don't have hours to spend in the gym. Well, you shouldn't spend hours in the
gym. Yeah, you shouldn't.
And it can be a 20-minute workout. It could be 15 minutes, something that you do in your living room before you go to work or before you go to bed.
Right. Yeah. For people that are going to start on New Year's Day or after mm-hmm. New Year's Day, can you give them three steps real quick?
Three steps is one of the things that I adapted. The first book that I read in 2019 was Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins, who's a former Navy SEAL.
Oh, yeah.
He's an ultra athlete.
Yes. Yeah.
Incredible. And so one of the tips that I took from him is he would write on Post-its just whatever the goal was, whatever the mantra was for the day, the week, the month, the year. And he would put them on his refrigerator, on his mirror in his bedroom, on the mirror in his bathroom. And just to have that intention that is just in your face all the time.
Right.
So write it down.
Okay.
Make yourself accountable.
Yep.
Keep a journal and tell somebody, share it with somebody. Because I think once we put it out there,
right.
Then it's like, then we really have to be accountable. And I think that that's really important.
God, you're the best. It's great to see you.
Good to see you too.
Happy
Pete.
New Year. I'm sorry I can't make your class on Tuesday, which is...
Oh, it's our last class of the year.
I'm on the air.
That's okay.
I'm on the air from 5 to 9
oh,
Tuesday
you are.
Morning, unfortunately.
Ah, well, you're busy.
Lois Miller, remember you can go to ffc.com, the director of fitness at Fitness Formula Clubs. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Pete.
News is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom at 720 WGN.